The Evi B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Muhaddeb ben Garaz and Marie Muhaddeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Muhaddeb. Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim. Amen. Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Shmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Shmat Amiruham Sheneftar V'Kitzur Yamin V'Shanim Azra ben Tune Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden V'Tihi Nishmato Tzrura B'Tzur HaChayim. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refua Shelema Margalit Bat Mazal. Inna nifanala, inna nifanala, inna nifanala. Fata nefesh ul fata guf. Fata kurma dhaba vikhin yina suman umar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Rishon, and we start on the second line right at the Mishnah. Bet Shammai Omrim. It's a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel that we're familiar with. Bet Shammai Omrim. Mivi'in shelamim ve'en sumchim alehim. The Shammai says two things. Number one, on Yom Tov, it is permissible to bring Korban Shelamim. The reason being is because the Pasuk says, Hu lebado ya'ase lachem, and he's doresh from the word lachem, that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do things of ochel nefesh that you can benefit from. And since the owners eat from the Korban Shelamim, so they're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Ve'en somchim alehem, but one is not allowed to make semicha, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, but Shammai was of the opinion that semicha is asur mid rabbanan to do on Yom Tov. So therefore, when do you make semicha on the animal? According to Bet Shammai, make it before the holiday. Because Bet Shammai holds you don't have to do the semicha immediately before the shechita. You can do the semicha beforehand. He doesn't hold of tekef the semicha shechita. So therefore, the semicha is done before Yom Tov. Aval lo olot. But Bet Shammai says one cannot bring olot. Why? Because olot, it's all legavawa. It's all tachalos baruch hu. So there's no eating from it, and therefore there's no heter to bring him. Ubeit Hillel omrim mevi'im shelamim ve'olot ve'sumchim alehim. Beit Hillel says you do everything. You can bring shelamim, you can bring olot, and you can make semicha like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Beit Hillel does not gozer against the semicha, and therefore he holds you can bring, or again, shelamim and olot. Now it should be pointed out that even according to Beit Shammai, he does hold that one is allowed to bring on Yom Tov the Korban Tamid, which is an Ola, Tamid Shal Shav, Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, because regarding those Korban, it says in the Pasuk, B'mo'ado, you have to bring it in its time. There's no makeup on those Korbanot. So therefore, according to Bet Shammai, you're allowed to bring Ola Tamid Shal Shahar and Ola Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. You cannot bring Simicha. No, they did not make Simicha on them. They made Simicha beforehand. But the point is, regular Ola Tri'iya and Hagigah, was not brought on Yom Tov according to Bet Shammai. Hagigah, yes, actually. Seemingly, we'll see. Seemingly, Hagigah should be yes, because you can eat from it. But Olat Ri'ya, no, because you don't eat from it. Atzeret Shehaliyot Be'ayreb Shabbat. Okay, Shavuot. Falls out on a Friday. Bet Shammai Omrim, Yom Tebawah Achar Shabbat. The day of slaughtering its Korbanot is going to be on Sunday, after Shabbat. Because again, on Yom Tov, you cannot bring the korbanot. You cannot bring the olat re'iya on Shavuot. Lashi says, as well as you cannot bring the hagigah. Hagigah cannot be brought on that Friday as well. And therefore, when are the korbanot going to be brought? Shabbat, they can't be brought either. So the first day you can bring them is on Sunday. Tosfot takes Lashi to task over here a little, because Lashi says hagigah. Why is the hagigah pushed up to Sunday? The chaurah hagigah should be able to be brought on Friday. There's achilah from the hagigah. So Tosfot then brings the Yerushalmi and says, even the Hagigah, according to Bet Shammai, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. The only thing that can be brought on Yom Tov is the Shelamim of Simcha, Shalmei Simcha. But Hagigah, even though there's eating, but that's, it says, V'hagotem oto hag la'ashem. Even though there's eating by the Korban Hagigah, it's still considered la'ashem. And therefore cannot be brought on the holiday. So therefore, on Shavuot, that falls on a Friday, Hagigah is not brought on Friday. Olat Ri'ya is not brought on Friday. So what's brought? Nothing. When do they bring the Korban? They can bring it on Shabbat, so they bring it on Sunday. That's the first day that they're able to bring it. So it comes out, we see that Shavuot has makeup. because even though Sunday is not Shavuot, Sunday is regular Chol. Ubet Hillel omrim ein yom tebo achar Shabbat. And Bet Hillel says no, yom tebo, the day of slaughtering is not on Sunday. Do it on Friday, because according to Bet Hillel, you're allowed to bring Hagigah on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to bring Olat on Yom Tov. So therefore, there's no day of slaughtering on Sunday. Umudim shim chala liyot b'Shabbat, but Bet Hillel agrees that if Shavuot fell out on Shabbat, shiyom tevoach achal Shabbat. So then the day of slaughtering is going to be on Sunday, because even according to Bet Hillel, you cannot bring Korbanot Olat Re'iyah and Hagigah on Shabbat. En kohen gadol mitlabesh bechelav. Now on that Sunday. That they're going to bring the makeup korbanot for Shavuot. It says the Kohen Gadol is not going to wear his clothes. What does that mean? So that she learns that it was customary that on, let's say, Yom Tebawah, or on the holiday, I'll say, the Kohen Gadol would wear fancy holiday clothes. It's not talking about his big day keuna. It means in the street. When he would walk back and forth to the Beit HaMikdash, he'd wear a special suit, lichbod, Yom Tov. So the Mishnah is saying over here, on that Sunday, it's really not Shavuot. It's the day of the makeup. The Kohen should not wear his finery. He should not wear his fine clothes. And for that matter, umutarim behesped uptanit. And on that day, that Sunday, even though they bring the Korbanot, it's permissible to eulogize, and it's permissible to fast. Shelo lekayim devrei omrim atzeret achar Shabbat. In order not to give credence to the opinions of the Tzedukim that said Shavuot always falls out on Sunday. Because according to the Tzedukim, they would always count the Omer, right, on Sunday. They would start counting the Omer. So Shavuot would be 50 days later on a Sunday. And therefore, we don't want to give credence. Now we're celebrating Shavuot on a Sunday, technically now, because it came out on a Friday, or it came out on a Shabbat, but the Korbanot are being burned on Sunday. So we don't want to give any credence that this is Shavuot today, like the Tzedukim. So therefore, Hesped is permissible, Tanit is permissible, and the Kohen Gadol, according to Rashi, we tell him, don't wear your fancy holiday clothes. Tosfot has a question on Rashi's interpretation over here. Tosfot asks, what do you mean don't wear fancy holiday clothes? Why then only the Kohen Gadol? It should say nobody should wear their fancy holiday clothes not to give credence to the Tzedukim. Why they only put the Salakat to the Kohen Gadol? And secondly, he says, from the language of the Mishnah, it says, Ein Kohen Gadol mitlabesh bekelav. Kelav is mashma bigde keuna. So therefore, Tosfot learns a different explanation. Normally, whenever the Kohen Gadol would want to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, like we learned in Masichet Yoma, he has rights before anybody. Which is, if he wants to bring the Qurban on any given day, he could go to the front of the line, so to speak, and bring the Qurban. Now, when he brings the Qurban, he wears his 8 begadim. The Kohen Gadol always wears the 8 garments. So the Hiddush is, on Yom Tebowah, when the Shavuot Qurban is delayed to Sunday, we don't let the Kohen Gadol serve with his 8 clothes. Meaning, we don't want to make a special big to-do out of it to let the Kohen Gadol serve on that day. So we only let a regular Kohen Hidyot serve with his 4 garments. So it's in Kohen Gadol mitlabesh bekelav, which means we don't let the Kohen Gadol serve in his 8 garments, even though he can technically, because we don't want to do anything that's going to be special, because we don't want to give credence. So the Siddurkim will say, oh, you see, they're celebrating their Shavuot today, and the Kohen Gadol has 8 garments on, and they're bringing the Korbanot. So therefore, to Machloket, the Ashi and Tosfot, what does it mean, the Kelav of the Kohen Gadol? Is it his personal Kelim, meaning his nice suit for the holiday, or is it talking about the they couldn't have the 8 clothes of the Kohen Gadol? And it's really saying that we don't let the Kohen Gadol bring the Korbanot on that day, we just bring a Kelav of Kohen and Jor. Okay, question. How do we know that Shavuot has 7 days makeup? If you didn't bring the Korbanot on the first day, you can bring the Korbanot 7 days. Shneimar b'chag ha'masot, b'chag ha'Shavuot, b'chag ha'Sukkot. We have a pasuk that juxtaposes all 3 holidays. Makish chag ha'Shavuot l'chag ha'Masot. So the Gemara says we compare chag ha'Shavuot to chag ha'Masot. Ma chag ha'Masot yesh tashlumin kol shavua. Just like chag ha'Masot, you have 7 day makeup. So to Shavuot, you have a makeup for 7 days. Well, already, if you're comparing it, compare it to Sukkot, because Sukkot is also in that pasuk. And I'll say, Sukkot, you have an 8 day makeup. So Shavuot was of 8 days. Jesus, who told you to compare it to Pesach and only give you a 7 day makeup? Maybe compare it to Sukkot. You have an 8-day makeup. So the Gemara says, no, Shemini Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. But it's not, because even Sukkot is only 7 days. Because Shemini Atzeret is considered a holiday on its own. And therefore, at this point, the Gemara is assuming that you cannot make up the Korban of the first day of Sukkot on the 8th day. The 8th day is a separate holiday, so it's also 7 days. Gemara says, no, sir. Imur de Amri Shemini Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. When do we say that Shemini Atzeret is a holiday on its own? Hanimile Le'anyan Pazer Kashif. That's only regarding 6 things. We'll see what these 6 things are in a moment. Aval le'anyan tashlumin drishonu. But regarding tashlumin, halakha says that you can bring the korban. If you didn't bring it on the first day of Sukkot, it is subject to tashlumin, meaning you can bring it on the 8th day. Which means it's not considered a separate holiday regarding tashlumin. So technically on Sukkot, you do have a makeup of 8 days. Netnan, mishelo chag b'yom tov harishon shel chag. Whoever did not bring the hagigah or the korban on the first day of the holiday, chogeg et kol haregel. You can bring it the whole holiday. V'yom tov aharon, including the last day. Also, now we're back to the question. Why did you learn from Haga Matzot to tell me you have to make up 7 days for Shavuot? Why don't you learn from Sukkot to teach me you have 8 days? So the Gemara answers, tafasta merubah lo tafasta, tafasta mu'at tafasta. Which means, literally, if you grab a lot, you didn't grab. If you grab a little, you grabbed. Which means, we have a choice now to learn either 7 days or 8 days. Now, we don't know. Can't be both. So we don't know exactly which derasha to take. Now, if you take 8, and you were supposed to take 7, so you took more than you were supposed to. So when you take more, it could be you're wrong. But if it was 8, and I took 7... So I took mu'at, but at least in 8, there's 7. So I'm safe. Insurance. So therefore, whatever I have a derasha, which is more or less, take the less, so for sure you can't go wrong. Because even if you were supposed to take the more, at least in the less, it's included. So therefore, the Gemara says, I'm doresh, haga shavuot, haga masot, tell me it's only a 7-day makeup. Oh, but the Gemara did tell us, that you can make up the tashlumin of the first day of Sukkot on Shemini Atzeret. That's a very important halakha. So you have 8 days technically of tashlumin. Also, then what did you mean Shemini Atzeret is called Regel Bifnei Atzmo? It's a holiday on its own. Regarding 6 things, it's Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And the way to remember the 6 things, the Gemara gives a mnemonic, Pazer Keshev. So let's go one at a time. Peh. Peh is pious. Pious literally means a lottery. So let's explain. On the holiday of Sukkot, there was many korbanot that were brought. There was every day 14 kevasim alone brought. Every day there was parim brought, starting with 13 parim and then going 12, 11 and going down. And then you had, of course, an ayil and other korbanot as well. Now, regarding those holidays, you had Elim Shenayim, that's what you had, 2 Elim. So now, who brings these korbanot on Sukkot? They would make a lottery. All the 24 Mishmarot would go and start in a cycle. Every day, another Mishmar would bring another korban. So they would keep on going around the cycle. That was the, a rotation, basically. They would start with Mishmar number 1. So Mishmar number 1 would bring one part, and then the next part, and the next one, and the next one. They would go around the cycle. So every Mishmar would actually serve on Sukkot 2 times, or even some would serve even 3 times. Now, that being said, on Shemini Atzeret, they would only bring part Echad, one part. Now, how could you split one part amongst 24 Mishmarot? So what would they do on Shemini Atzeret? A pious, a lottery. So that's the pay that we're saying. It's a regel of na'atzmo, that it doesn't continue the rotation of Sukkot. Which is, the next mishmar up doesn't bring the part Ehad on Shemini Atzeret. No, it's a new game. On Shemini Atzeret, they make a pious lottery to decide which mishmar is going to bring that part Ehad. Then you have Zayin. Pazir. Zayin. Zayin is Zeman. What is Zeman? Shehayanu. As we know, we say Shehayanu in the Kiddush of Shemini Atzeret, because it's a regel of Nei Atzmo. What's the Resh? Resh would be regel, meaning we call it Shemini Atzeret, meaning in the Amidah or in the Birkat HaMazon, we don't call it Sukkot anymore. It's called a regel. It's called Shemini Hagatzeret. It's a different name. So that's regel. Kashev is Kof. Kof is Korban. So Korban, we said that every day of Sukkot, the Parim go down. You start with 13, you go all the way down. On Shemini Atzeret, it's its own Korban. Par. Par Echad. So therefore, the Korban of Shemini Atzeret is separate. Kashev, Shin. That's the Shir. The song that they would sing at the time that they would bring the Korbanot, every day there was a different Shir. And on Sukkot it would follow a certain rotation of song. Mm-hmm. However, on Shemini Atzeret it has its own song. And then you have Bet. Bet is Beracha. What does Beracha mean? On the last day of Shemini Atzeret, there was a special Beracha called Birkat HaMelech. The olden days when the Jewish people went to build the Beit HaMikdash, so Shlomo HaMelech, they celebrated for 7 days. And then on the 8th day, which was Shemini Atzeret, Shlomo HaMelech told the people to go home. Go back to their homes. At that point, the people blessed the king. So it was called Birkat HaMelech. So therefore, every year, to commemorate that event, the people would make a special Beracha on Shemini Atzeret called Birkat HaMelech. So that's Bet. So let's review now the 6 things. Bazer Kashem. Pe is Pais. That's the special lottery to who's going to bring the Korban. Zayin is Man that Shechayanu. Resh, Regel of Nal, that has a special name. Shemini Hagatzeret. Kashev. Kof is the Korban is Parehad. That doesn't follow the same rotation of the Korban of Sukkot. Shin is Shir, the special song they sang at the time of the Korban. And Bet is Beracha. That's the Beracha they sang at the time of the Korban. I'm sorry, that's the Beracha that they gave the Melech, the king. Okay. Just to say one interpretation from the Tosafot, Rabbeinu Hananel learned that when it says regel, regel doesn't mean that we call it a special holiday, but it's a regel legabe the laws of mourning. If you remember, we learned the Masech in Moed Katan, if somebody passes away, let's say before Sukkot, so therefore by Shemini Atzeret already, he'll have 21 days under his belt for the Avelut. How? Because right before the holiday, already the holiday breaks to 7. So therefore that's 7. Sukkot is 7 days itself, that's 14. And Shemini Atzeret is a regular of Na'atzmo, that's considered another 7. And therefore already, wow, he's holding by 21 days. So therefore, when he says regel, le'inyan, the law of Avilut, that's an alternate way of learning regel. Okay, in any event, that's the first source that we're learning. How do we know this Teshlamin for Shavuot? It's learned from Pesach, not from Sukkot, because Sukkot has 8 days technically. Even though Shemini Zeregel Bifnei Atzmo, that's only regarding the 6 items we just mentioned, but not Legabe Teshlamin. And therefore we have the rule of Tafasta Merubah Lo Tafasta. Comes Gemara and says, Ela Lemayil Chita Katva Rahmana L'Haga Sukkot. So why is Haggadah Sukkot mentioned in that Pasuk? If we're only comparing Shavuot to Pesach, then what's the purpose of writing Haggadah Sukkot in that Pasuk? What's Haggadah Sukkot being compared to? So the Gemara says, La'akushe l'Haggadah Matzot. We're comparing Sukkot in that Pasuk to Haggadah Matzot. Ma Haggadah Matzot ta'un nina, af Haggadah Sukkot ta'un nina. Oh, we have a special law. The law was as follows. If a person brought a Korban, let's say on Pesach, on the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, Halakha says he has to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. So you cannot leave Motzei Yom Tov and go back home. On the day you brought a Korban, you have to sleep over that night. And they learn that from Pesukim. So therefore, on Pesach, we learn Halakha like that. So the Hadush is, once we say it by Pesach, we're going to say it by Sukkot as well. That ma Pesach ta'un nina, af Sukkot ta'un nina. So the Gemara says, Be'atta minalan. How do we know by Pesach is a law of dina that you have to sleep over. Ufanita baboker ve'alachta lo ahalecha. And you'll turn in the morning and you'll go back home. You'll go back to your tents. Now which morning? It cannot be referring to the morning of Yom Tov because you're not allowed to travel on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov there's certain laws of tum. You're not allowed to travel out of the borders. So therefore when it says Ufanita baboker ve'alachta lo ahalecha means the first day of Chol HaMoed you're going to go home. That means you slept over Motzei Yom Tov in Yerushalayim. So again, you sleep over Motzei Yom Tov, Yom Tov is on a Monday. That means you sleep over Monday night. Then it says Ufanita Babok, that's the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's Tuesday morning. Ve'alachta lo'alecha. And she says Shehu Chol HaMoed De'ilu b'Yom Tov Tichomin Asur. Right, because it was Yom Tov, obviously the guy's not going to be allowed to travel because he has the problem of Tichomin. Now, there is a question of raised by the Tosafot. Tosafot says, what do you mean Lina is specific to the holiday? We have a standing rule that any time a person brings a Korban, he has to sleep in Yerushalayim. He has to stay overnight. So what are you making this as a special law of the holidays? So Tosafot points out, no, this is a din of the holidays, which is even in a case where, let's say, he didn't bring a korban on the first day, for whatever reason. Let's say he didn't have to bring any korbanot because of he had a lot of meat for eating already for the holiday. Even if he didn't bring a korban per se on the first day, he still has to sleep over Motzei Yom Tov. So this is a din in the holiday. And therefore, the Hiddush over here is that just like on Pesach, he has to sleep over Motzei Yom Tov, Rishon, and he cannot go back that night, and stay till next morning. So to on Sukkot as well. So therefore, now we have two derashot. We're comparing Shavuot to Pesach, Ve'inyan Tashlumin, just like Pesach 7 day Tashlumin, Shavuot 7 day Tashlumin, and we're comparing Sukkot to Pesach. That just like Pesach has the law of Lina, so too Sukkot also has the law of Lina. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Atzer Tshal Yot Erev Shabbat. Okay, Shavuot falls out on Friday. Bet Shemayim Yom Tevoah Hara Shabbat. Yom Tevoah means the day of slaughtering. According to Bet Shemayim, when's the day of slaughtering? Sunday. You can't bring the Korban on a Friday. Yom Tov. Which Korban can't you bring? Hagigah and Olat Le'iyah. Can't bring it Shabbat either. So when do you bring it? Sunday. Ubetelel Omrim En La Yom Tevoah. Betelel's language was, there is no day of slaughtering. Meaning, you bring it on Friday. You bring it on Shavuot itself. Because Betelel says you can bring the Olah and the Hagigah. You bring it Friday, whatever, in the morning. It's Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring these Korban. You don't have to wait till Sunday. Again, the makeup day is called Yom Tevoah, the day of slaughtering. So Betelel's words were, En La Yom Tevoah. So the Gemara says, "My love, in la yom tebawah klal." It's mashmah from Betelel's language. There's no yom tebawah at all. Meaning, there's no tashlumim bichlal. It sounds like Betelel saying Shavuot only get one day to bring it. From the fact that this is in la yom tebawah means there is no makeup for Shavuot. We just said you have a 7 day makeup. But from the language of the Mishnah, it's mashmah in la yom tebawah meaning there's no makeup. Gemara says, "No, no, don't read it like that. Explain it like this: she'en asiricha yom tebawah." It doesn't need a Yom Tevoah. Of course, if a guy missed it on Friday, he has a 7 day makeup. The point of Betelel is you don't need a makeup in that day because you can bring it on the day itself. Umaka Mashmalan, and which tradus of Betelel, the Mekarbin and Beyome, which tradus, you can bring the Korbanot on Shavuot, Ha Iflegu Ba Hadazimna. We learned that already in the Mishnah. Ditnan, Betshamay Omri Mivim Shilamim Ven Sumchim Alehem, Aval Lo Olot. Bet Shammai says you cannot bring Olot on the holiday, but you can bring Shilamim. Bet Telel Omrim, Mivim Shilamim Ve'olot V'Sumchim Aleihem. Which means already we learned in the Mishnah, Bet Telel told us already, on Yom Tov you're allowed to bring Shilamim and Olot. So what do I need him to tell me the second case of the Mishnah by Shavuot? That if Shavuot was on Friday, you can bring the Korbanot on Friday. Isn't that redundant? Didn't you just tell me on Yom Tov you can bring Olot and Shilamim? Why then do you have to tell me, in a case where Shavuot falls on a Friday, you bring the Korban on Friday? What do you mean? That's the case. That's the case of Yom Tov, where you bring the Korban. What do you have to tell me, the case of Shavuot on Friday, if already you told me the din of Shilamim and Olot are brought on Yom Tov? Yeah? So give us a Siricha. I need both cases. Why? Di Ashmi'inan Be'am. If you gave me a regular case, in the first case in Mishnah, where let's say the holiday fell out during the week, not on a Friday. Let's say that holiday fell out on a Tuesday. I would say, Be'akamri Bet Shammai Mishub De'efshar Le'mahar. I would say, maybe in that case, Bet Shammai says, don't bring the Olot and the Hagigah on that day, on Tuesday, because you can bring it tomorrow, bring it on Wednesday. However, Aval, Ha'akha Ema Modulu Le'betelil. But in the case of Shavuot falling out on a Friday, well, you can't bring it the next day. Because the next day is Shabbat, I might have thought that Shammai would agree to Bet Shammai to bring it on Friday. So therefore, there's a hadush in that case. Understand? Which means, we have two cases. We have a regular case where the holiday falls out on a Tuesday, let's say, on a regular day. Bet Shemai says, do not bring the korban of that day, bring it the next day. Then we have the next case, Shavuot falls out on a Friday. Bet Shemai says, bring the korban on Sunday. And Bet Shemai says, bring it on that day itself. So it's a redundant case. So he says, no, we need both cases. Because if you only told me the first case, I would say in the first case where the holiday falls out during the week, in that case, Bet Shemai says, bring the korbanot the next day, because you can bring it the next day. You're only pushing it off one day. But maybe when Shavuot falls out on a Friday, he'll tell me, bring it on Friday, because you can't bring it the next day. And once, because you can't bring it on Shabbat, so now maybe I'll say, Bet Shemai will argue and say, you know what? Don't bring it on Sunday, because already once you're pushing it off, you might become a poshaya. And once already you tell the guy, tomorrow don't bring it, then the guy's going to fall out, he's not going to bring it at all. So maybe Bet Shemai will agree when Shavuot falls on a Friday, you can bring it on that day. That's why the second case has to be written, to tell me, no, that even when you're pushing it off 2 days, Bet Shemai says push it off. Now we go the other way. If you only told me the Shavuot case, which means if you told me the Shavuot case, that what if it falls on a Friday? So I would say like this. I would say in that case, Bet Hillel said, bring it on Friday because you can't bring it on Shabbat. And therefore, we don't want to push it off 2 days because you might come to be poshaya. You might not bring it. But I say in the first case, where the holiday fell out during the week, I would say maybe he agrees to Bet Shemai, so you can bring it the next day, bring it the next day. Tzirika, that's what I tell you. The first case, that even when it falls out during the week, Bet Hillel is going to say, you don't bring it the next day, you bring it on that day itself. So therefore you need both cases, to teach your Hiddush according to Bet Shemai, and according to Bet Hillel. Again, according to Bet Shemai, the Hiddush is what? That not only in a case where, let's say you could bring it the next day, does Bet Shemai say push it off? But even if you can't bring it the next day, where you have to push it off 2 days, Bet Shemai says push it off. And the Hadush of Bet Hillel is that not only in a case where you can't push it off 2 days, he says bring it on Shavuot day itself because you have a 2 day gap. So then he says, but even in a case where you can bring it the next day, still Bet Hillel says bring it on Yom Tov itself. Do not push it off. And that's why we need the Slichut. That's why we need both cases. Comes again when I continues. Tashema. Mishlohag Shivachim HaPesach. Somebody did not celebrate. He did not bring the korbanot on the 7 days of Pesach. Ushmonat yemei hag, or let's say he didn't bring the korbanot on the 8 days of the holiday. V'yom tov arishon shel atzeret, or he didn't bring the korbanot on the first day of Shavuot. Shuv eno chogeg. Finish. He cannot bring any more korban. The time is up. So what do you see from over here? It's 7 days for Pesach, 8 days for Sukkot, 1 day for Shavuot. My love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeret. And my love, what does it mean, Atzeret? It means the Yom Tov Shel Atzeret. If you didn't bring it on the Yom Tov Shel Atzeret, you're out. Implying that, why? You only have 1 day to bring the Korban. Gemara says, lo, Yom Tebawah. Nah, it doesn't mean the day of Atzeret. Shavuot. It means, if you didn't bring it on the makeup day, then you cannot bring it anymore. But still, that's a question. Because that's implying it only has one makeup day. Meaning, even the answer to the Gemara doesn't make sense. Yom Tebawah is talking about. If you didn't bring it on the makeup day, you're out. For example, Shavuot fell out on Shabbat. When's the makeup day according to everybody? Sunday. Smash, if you didn't bring it on the makeup day, it's over. Why over? We said you have 7 days. So it was Ihachi Nifshot Mina. So then let's conclude from here. Dehad Yom Tebawah. I'll say there's only one makeup day. And not seven. Gemara says, Ema Yemetebawah. Okay, now you have to read it. The days of makeup. So therefore, what the Braita is really saying is, whoever didn't bring the Korban on the days of makeup, meaning the 7 days, Shuv Eno Hoge, you cannot bring it anymore. So therefore, it's not a question against the 7 day rule. You really do have 7 days. Tashema. Netani Rabba Bar Shemuel. Amra Torah. Torah says, Mane Yamin, count days, Vekadesh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh we bring Korbanot, Korban Musaf. How do you get to Rosh Chodesh? You count 30 days, and then, after 30 days, on that day you bring a special Korban, it's called Rosh Chodesh. So the units of counting Rosh Chodesh is what? By days. The months are counted by days. Mane Yamin, Vekadesh Atzeret. The Torah also said, count days and sanctify Shavuot. Doesn't the Pasuk say by the Sefirat HaOmer, Tisperu Hamishim Yom. Count 50 days, and then what? The 50 days is going to be considered Shavuot. So now I'm going to make a correlation between the counting of the days of Rosh Chodesh and the counting of the days to the Shavuot. And I'm going to say, Ma Chodesh Limnuyav. Now, Rosh Chodesh, how many days is Rosh Chodesh to bring the Korban Musaf? One day. That means the day that's sanctified is the same unit that you use to count. What's the unit that we count a month in? Days. And then when we get to the sanctified day, it's how many days? One day. The same unit of measure that we use to count the month. Oh, I've said it, the new yav. So I'll say the same without saying it. How do you, what units of measure do you use to count the Shavuot? Days. So therefore I'll say, Shavuot's Kiddusha is only one day. Le'inyan Korbanot. And therefore, you don't have makeup. That's the Gemara's question. Just like on Rosh Chodesh, the Korban is born on one day, because it says what? You count days to the month. And the Rosh Chodesh is on a unit of measure of your what you counted. So to Shavuot, I count this Peruch HaMishim Yom. I counted days. So therefore my sanctified day is going to be a unit of measure that I counted. So the Gemara says, my love, Gamar Mechodesh, Ma Chodesh Yom Echad, Afat Seret Yom Echad. Just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, so to Shavuot is going to be one day, so you don't have a makeup. Amar Rava. So Rava says, V'tisbira. Does it make sense what you're saying? Atu atzeret yomei maninan shavuot lo maninan. When it comes to Shavuot, where you only count days, you also count weeks. Doesn't it say the pasuk Shavuot, Shavuot, Tispor lach? So therefore you forgot that you don't count weeks. So therefore once already you have a unit of measure of weeks. So therefore since you're counting weeks, I guess I'd have a week Tashlumin as well. So therefore you don't only count days. Rabbiye taught us, mitzvah libimne yome. How do we know it's mitzvah to count days? Dichtiv, tispiru hamishim yom. U'mitzvah libimne shavu'e. And it's mitzvah to count weeks, dichtiv, shavu'a shavu'ot tispolach. So therefore that's the answer to Gemara. You do count weeks. So therefore its measure is going to be a week. Ve'od hag shavu'ot ketiv. And I'll give you another proof. What do we call the name of the holiday? Shavu'ot. The name itself is the holiday of weeks. And therefore you see clearly, even if you wanted to argue that true you count days and weeks, but the days are that you count. The main thing is the days. I'll tell you, you can't, because the holiday itself is called the holiday of weeks, Shavuot. And therefore you see what? The Ikar is the Shavuot, and therefore you have a week for the Tashlumin, for the Korban. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Deber b'Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana. Now, the b'Eliezer ben Yaakov is going to bring another proof. How do you know Shavuot has 7 days Tashlumin? What's the proof that we brought till now? The proof we brought till now was Hag HaMasot, Hag HaShavuot, Hag HaSukkot. We compared Hag HaShavuot to Hag HaMasot. Just like Matzot has 7 days, Korban, so too Shavuot. Now the Gemara is going to bring an alternate interpretation. Deber bi de'ez bin Yaakov ta'ana Amar kera. It says, Ukratem ubkutzrechem. Ukratem means you should call the holiday Mikra Kodesh. You should sanctify the holiday. Ukratem, you're going to call it a holiday. And you're going to reap. Ubkutzrechem. Ubkutzrechem, you're going to cut the wheat in the fields. So there's a holiday that's a holiday that you also do Ketzirah. It's the time of the reaping. Now we know Shavuot time is really called Haga Ketzir, because that's the time of harvesting, of cutting, of reaping. So the Gemara says, Ezehu Hag Sha'ata Kore V'Kotzer Bo. What's the holiday of the year that we call it Mikra Kodesh, and it's the time of Ketzirah? Have you Mezeh Haga Tzeret? That's got to be Shavuot time. That's the time of the year. Emat. Now, let's analyze. When are you doing the reaping? You call it Haga Ketzir. When are you doing this reaping? Idem abiyom tov, Ketzir abiyom tov, mishari. Can't be you call it Haga Ketzir, because you're not allowed to reap on the holiday. That's a melacha, that's forbidden. El alav the tashlumin. Very good. You know when you're reaping? After Shavuot. After Shavuot, it's not Shavuot. Yes! After Shavuot, it's still going to be considered Mikra Kodesh. But what? You're allowed to work. So, if you're allowed to work, how is it compared to Shavuot? Because you have a Tashlumin. So therefore it's considered Haga Ketzir, because there is part of the days of Shavuot that it's permissible to do Ketzirah. When? the Tashlumin days. So therefore, Ukratem Ukutzlechem, call it a holiday that you're allowed to make Ketzira. That must be not on the Yom Tov per se itself, because Yom Tov itself, Melachas Asura. It must be there's a time that's called, let's say, a type of Shavuot that Ketzira is permissible. What that must be talking about? The makeup days, where it still has the status of Shavuot and Yan Korban, but it's mutar to do Melacha. So we found a second source that we know that Shavuot has a makeup. So the Gemara asks, what the Gemara says, Vafagavdi Itmad Rabbi Yehuda Bar Boshaya. Even though we gave it a Moshiach's reason, the Moshiach was the first reason. Hagabasot, Hagashavuot. It's Tariq to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I still need the second reason over here, which I need both reasons to prove to me that Shavuot has make up 7 days. Why? Because if I only had the first answer of Rabbi Moshiach that compared Hagashavuot, Hagashavuot, Havamina Matashlumin Shal Hagabasot Asu Ba'asiat Melacha, Aftashlumin Atzilit Name Asu Ba'asiat Melacha. Because I could argue and say, okay, good, you want to learn it from Pesach? Just like on Pesach, during the 7 days, it's a suba asiyat melacha. Meaning, even Chola Mo'ed, there's restrictions on what type of melacha is able to be done. So I would have said, yeah, maybe the 7 days of Shavuot make up also, it's like Chola Mo'ed. Just like on Pesach, the 7 days of Teshuvah, it's a suba asiyat melacha. So to I'll tell you that what? The 7 days make up of Shavuot, you also cannot work. Ah, Kabash Malad, the Rebbe Zvi Yaakov. That's what the Rebbe Zvi Yaakov answered. Because what does he say? No, of course, Lechem. You're allowed to do melaka. You're allowed to actually cut. Oh, the im the Beis of Yaakov lo yada nakama. If only the Beis of Yaakov, he doesn't tell me how many days. All he tells me is that on Shavuot it's permissible to cut, and that's talking about after Yom Tov. How many days after Yom Tov? Ah, kamash v'ad Rabbi Eliezer Amar Moshe Yah. That's why I need Rabbi Eliezer Amar Moshe to tell me that it's a 7 day situation. So therefore, the Hiddush of Rabbi Moshe has to tell me the days. There's number 7. Ma Pesach Shavah, Av Shavuot Shavah. But if I only had that in Hashem, I would say, Ma Pesach Asu Be'asiyah Melacha, Av Shavuot Asu Be'asiyah Melacha, the 7 days. Kamash v'ad Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov to tell me, no, really, I don't know how many days. He just says, after Shavuot, after Yom Tov, you have to do Ketzira. So I know the days from the first Rosh Hashanah, and I know the fact that you're allowed to do work from the Rebbe Ezra Yaakov, and that's how he tells me that it is indeed Mutarashi, top line, lo yadana, kama yamim yudet tashlimi, kama shvand Rebbe Eilazar, ma haga masot shvaha, afkan shvaha, baruch adonai le'olam, amen, amen. It should be noted that there is an interesting Yerushalmi that the Tosafot on Yud Zayin Amud Rishon brings the Buddha Matril Af Atzeret Yesh to Tashlumin. He quotes, Yerushalmi Amar Rabbi Yosef Barbun, David Met Ba'atzeret. David HaMelech died on Shavuot, Vayu Ko Yisrael Onenim. So everybody had a status of Aninut, and therefore they couldn't bring the Korban on, that they Vekribu the Mahar. And they brought the Korban the following day. Kilomar Me'at Amas Vashayalu Tashlumin. So from there you see that there was an Yad of Tashlumin, that they couldn't bring it on the first day of Shavuot, they must have brought it on the subsequent day. V'kasher l'Rav Elchanan Tipukle Belavach. He says, he forget about saying that from there, that the fact that David HaMelech died on that day, they brought it the next day. Belavach Lo Eklibu Barishon. Even without that, Kevan Shia Shabbat, which is they couldn't have brought it, because we know David HaMelech, according to the Gemara Shabbat, died on Shabbat, and you can't bring the Korban on Shabbat. K'demashma, Mishra Perek B'medikin, Mishra Neftar David, V'shem Ha'atam Lete Achi Ela Paligahaz. It could be that there's a Mahlok in Yerushalmi that he holds that David HaMelech did not die on Shabbat. So it could be a Mahlok in the Babi in Yerushalmi when David HaMelech died. Everybody says he died on Shavuot. The question is, was it Shabbat that year or not?